This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled over third. It's a fair ball. Pass Garcia down the line. One run is home. Seager scores. Simeon's being waved in. There's no play at the plate. Higashioka clears him off with a three-run double. And the Rangers lead 6-3 in the ninth.
Get somebody else in that cleanup spot. Good job, substitute for Bruce Bochy. Good morning, Metroplex. It's the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ with Bobby Belt in Choppy's co-host chair. He is out until next week here on DFW Sports Station. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. I'm Sean Sharif, 6-3 because of Higgy after what looked like an early blowout as the Rangers have a bullpen day starting off with a 30-minute first inning. I said this game is going to go 4 hours. This thing is going to be an absolute beatdown. But then you have the bullpen come in and shut it down the rest of the way with Jacob Latz.
Yeah, I was about ready to come in here before they obviously won the game. I was about ready to come in here and just complain about a number of things. I was about to complain about Ezekiel Duran is not a real-life Major League Baseball player. He should be nowhere near the field. I'm tired of bullpen days. Why does it take Bosley 50 pitches to get through a first inning or whatever? I was like, there were so many things that I was ready to complain about. Why does the Royals TV guy sound like he's about 150 years old? He had to have been there when you were there.
How are you hearing him?
I saw a clip of him on social media last night and I heard his voice and it was like, he sounds like he's 150 years old. I don't know who the guy is, but he was certainly 90 when you were there.
That's who Choppy mocked with the World Series call, like ground ball to first and the Rangers. And the Rangers or the Royals win the World Series.
It sounds like a guy who has a no soliciting sign, like five of them up on his property somewhere. But I was about to say, you wasted Wyatt Langford. You wasted all these different things. And then they come through in the end. Higashioka, who's been, if you want to look at it realistically, has been one of the more reliable people in their lineup this year.
I keep on wanting to go to Wyatt's numbers and have them be better or as good as I'm expecting. Because it feels like he's coming up right now, just like my feel, he's coming up for them as best as anyone else in all the moments.
Yeah.
The big hit or a home run or three walks last night. I go look at the numbers and I'm like, all right, he's making a jump this month. And they're kind of just sitting in the same area of range.
It's funny. He will go a five-game stretch where you're like, man, he's had a big hit, it seems like, every night the last five games. And then it's, oh, he's got three home runs in there. And then you're like, why hasn't it moved? And then you look back and it's like, oh, it's because he, right before that, had gone 0 for 20. Oh, okay, well, that's why. It's very hot and cold with him. It's very inconsistent. But, man, when he's clicking, it's really good for them. And that's why, you know, when we talked to Brett Boone yesterday, that was one of the things that I wanted to ask him about was, like, obviously Simeon and Seager being the veterans there, but when he's right, it makes the offense so much better when he's clicking.
877-881-1053. The way to get in on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. Thanks for being a Tolo to start off this Thursday. Going to try to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. Tolo, of course, stands for turn it on, leave it on. And they took advantage of small ball. They took advantage of some luck because Seager got on before Higgy had the game-winning hit with a little double bobble. And then Simeon with another hit on the night with a small little check swing. That was an infield single. First, I think, was an error. And the second one goes down as an infield single for Simeon. And then Higgy delivers.
And even before that, it was two quick outs. There's nobody on, two outs. And then it's a Langford walk. And Langford working the count and getting on base. And then you get those two little, you know, luck, like reaching base basically, and then Higashioka comes up there and just absolutely smokes that ball over third, and they're able to clear the bases. By the way, as much as it was good for Wyatt Langford last night, that was the other thing I was going to cover. What the hell are we doing rounding third so aggressively on a ball that doesn't even leave the dirt, and him getting thrown out in that run? That was going to be one of the things we're going to have to look back on if they lost this game.
Bruce Bochy away from the team last night and possibly today in the afternoon finale to tend to a family matter. The Rangers are saying it is not health-related for Boch. So Wyatt with his first career leadoff home run, and Higgy ending up being the hero of the night along with the bullpen. Texas Rangers baseball and Dallas Cowboys football. So we have you covered with both. Cowboys practice was broadcast last night on TXA 21. Did you watch any of it?
A little bit. Not much.
Were they lacking cameras in the Ford Center, or is that the team policy? Only zoom in on Dak Prescott dropping back and throwing it, and do not show where the football goes at all.
It is 100% on purpose. It's 100% on purpose.
I kind of felt like that with the McCarthy.
McCarthy is the one who he introduced the years ago in the blue-white scrimmage. Take all their names and numbers off, but they had to be wearing certain, like, oh, okay, you wear this tape here, and that's how they were going to be able to tell when they went back on film who was standing where. But this,
the CeeDee Lamb catch of the day, they didn't get it live. And they're like, oh my God, did he catch it 2 feet in? And I'm like, awesome, we didn't see it. They did have the replay, so maybe with very special things, they were able to go to certain plays where they showed CD with the one-handed catch and getting both feet in bounds, but it was not caught live. Will that rating beat the Ranger game?
Oh, no, probably not, because I don't think a lot of people realized that was even on last night.
Right.
I like Brian Schottenheimer. I do. Like personally, I like the guy. This tendency from coaches to treat every single, like, one of these things is just like state secrets, where it's like you can show a little bit wider shot of a practice.
They broadcast it last night, Steven said, because they're like, we're not going to show much of anything, but they still did not want to show where the football was going.
If it's a public practice that literally any team can go, hey, go into that practice, just walk in there and watch it for us.
Yeah, fans were there.
Then you can show a video of it. Like I understand if it's a closed practice, sure. But this is, you guys know I love you over there, Tad, Dave, Brunt, Scott, everybody in Cowboys PR. It's a little funny that we're there, we're sitting up at the top, they're like, hey guys, no wide shot videos and things. It's like, okay, but if I just walk down there and I'm in the crowd, I can shoot as much wide shot video as I want. I don't know. It seems a little funny. It seems like just typical coach paranoia, where it's like, oh yeah, we gotta just have a tight shot of Dak Prescott. Let's keep an eye on those mechanics, see how those look right now. But it's good. You can get the replay after.
Gather anything else from practice?
No, I mean, other than just the fact that I think what you see right now is that the offense has been clicking pretty strong right now. And you're really starting to see Dak click into place with a lot of the receivers. I mean, the stuff the other day with Pickens, you had the other one with I think Jalen Brooks had one yesterday. CeeDee Lamb had the big catch. You're just starting to see that everything is in rhythm and in timing, and that's why they have this time on task the way they do. And it doesn't feel like they have any issues right now with or any hesitancy with, we really should let Dak play during the preseason. I think they feel like it's pretty clear to them that, hey, he's playing at a level right now, or he's clicking with guys right now, and that timing is right. And that's just the biggest thing to us. He doesn't need the reps. He's not going to be surprised by him, but this is their thinking, not mine. But He doesn't need those things, and it's clear when you watch his practices that, hey, he's fitting in right now. The chemistry's working well. That's what we really need more than anything else. And then the other thing that stood out to me about practice was what was said after, which is Joe Milton being like, if you think I throw the ball hard, you probably shouldn't be in the NFL. which I get what he's saying.
He said, quote, I don't understand why people say, because the play of practice before the CD catch was Milton heaving up a 60-yarder to Jalen Brooks that was brought in. And then Joe says, I don't understand why people say I throw the ball so hard. I'm literally not throwing the ball hard. It just comes off my hand like that. I was born and blessed that way. If you think I'm throwing the ball hard, you shouldn't be in the... I don't know if Joe should be... telling other people whether they should be in the National Football League or not.
I get it, though. He's had to... Look, he has been...
We get it. You're blessed. You're like an X-Men, all right? You're blessed. You're blessed with this adamantium in your bones that allows you
with
to...
With what in his bones?
Yeah, whatever. Something's in his bones.
I don't know what X-Men's called. I don't know X-Men at all. I didn't watch any of it growing up. But
you missed out.
Just
Pepe, do you know X-Men?
Yeah, the Wolverine. A professor, what's his name? He's in a wheelchair. Yeah.
Professor Wheelchair.
Yeah, you'll have a basketball shooting contest against him.
God, I should have just dribbled in that contest, Sean.
Just jump up and block a shot.
Stop. Stop. That's my fault for even thinking you can handle having any type of discipline.
Milton dribbled
to win. You're going to hell, man.
Will you
be the first ever person Jared Saylor disinvites from the Sandlot charity event? You're banned. You're not allowed to come.
Milton has
put a live mic on Peyton during the event. Clear the whole place out
dude,
in 30 minutes.
If you wanted,
and let him be the MC like Chris Arnold.
This is how we do it. If you wanted it to blow up and go viral, Sandler should absolutely hire a cameraman for this event and put a mic on Peyton and just like then publish a mic'd up segment afterwards of Peyton like just walking around the event talking to sponsors and people who are donating.
Like I just said that.
No, I know. I'm saying.
You know what?
If you really want to sell it out,
Mike Peyton up.
I was about to. I just almost got dumped twice. Yeah. I'm saying, yes, I agree. And I'm just like talking through the idea of like what that looks like is hilarious. That's all I'm saying.
Let's get back to
sensitive.
Practice.
Okay. So,
you know, it would be great.
Joe Milton.
Trayshawn Holden. Nick Harris said.
I didn't even get my Joe Milton point out after 2 minutes.
I didn't know if you actually have one.
I did. No, I say that he's been shoveling like all this like blame on himself for 3 weeks. Anytime he talks to the media, he's basically up there going, yeah, I get an F. Yeah, I suck. Blah, blah. I get a little bit that after he does all that he's going to step out there and go, all right, I'm just going to defend myself a little bit here. Like, you shouldn't be playing if you can't handle how hard I throw the ball or whatever else. Like, I understand it's the end of camp. He's been getting a lot of crap thrown his way. I don't mind him taking a day to just say, I don't think I'm the worst player in the world, guys.
Nick Harris said Trayshawn Holden having a night, 4 receptions, including a jump ball touchdown over, I think this is their new corner. How are we pronouncing the name?
Ojemudia.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it was over him. So that is what jumped out. Charles Haley was talking to Micah Parsons yesterday.
God knows what he was saying.
I wonder what that conversation was like. Get on the damn field. What are you doing? You want to win a championship? Especially after you're watching The Gambler on Netflix. Imagine what Charles is saying.
Or Charles may just be saying, you need me to go put a helmet on a wall in Jerry's office? I'll go up there real quick. We can talk about it.
Brandon Laurie went and got a medical update. Trayvon Diggs is just standing by Micah Parsons' side. On and off the field, it feels like. He also goes on his YouTube channel and gives us a medical update.
I'm probably about a month from being where I want to be able to, you know, go out there and perform. I feel good as far as like running, cutting, jumping, doing my DB drills. Everything feels back to normal. You know, I just need to get a little bit stronger. You know, I feel like I'm going to take this month just to train with Myron. Get stronger, get as strong as I can, stronger than I was before, you know, just to sustain that throughout the whole season, you know. So that's my plan. That's my plan going in, you know, for the next month, getting stronger. And, you know, I'm going to try to come back at least by week 2, week 3. You know, that's my goal that I got set. That's what I got circled on my calendar. So, you know, I got to make sure that I do everything I can just to make that happen for me.
Cowboys hired a trainer named Myron. It sounds like. Oh, no, that's his own personal guy still. But he's talking about week 2, Bobby.
Yeah, I don't know that the Cowboys are, though. That's the problem. Like, the Cowboys, I think if you were to... It's like how they've compared different points. Like, we had in training camp where Trayvon goes, like, I'm way ahead of schedule. And then Steven talks and goes, he's behind schedule, actually, when we've looked at him. And there's a disconnect there. This has been an issue in the past for a lot of different players, where they work outside the facility or they have somebody that they like that they work with in the offseason, and it's not totally blended together with what the focus is from the Cowboys. And so, I don't know. He can say he feels like he'll be back week two, week three. I don't know that the Cowboys feel the same. The Cowboys may look at him and go like, no, he won't be. That's not when he's going to be back. He's not even practiced yet. And so, I don't know, week two, week three, at this point, as we're getting, gosh, how far are we? 2 weeks from the first game, 2 weeks from today. That feels a little optimistic.
The Dallas Cowboys missing piece. Episode 3 of The Gambler on Netflix. We play you all the audio and take you inside on the home of America's team next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
The payload coming up at 640, the new thing for fantasy football in all these leagues is getting someone else to determine your draft order. I think Drake May did it outside of Patriots practice. Peyton Russell and the Los Hombres relying on John Rocker.
Who?
We'll have the audio at 640 in the payload here on DFW Sports Station. Sean Sharif, Bobby Belt, Choppy out the rest of this week on vacation. You got Fan Phenom tonight at Jake's in Fort Worth. Cowboys Ravens tomorrow. We resume with our review of The Gambler on Netflix. Yesterday we covered episodes 1 and 2.
Yeah, this was 3 and 4, and there was a lot of...
And by the way, I guess we should... Let's take care of a couple housekeeping things. Number one, the text line. You said you wanted to remind people.
Oh, yes.
And the reason I'm bringing that up is because we're getting a lot of texts saying, whoa, wait for this weekend. Why are you guys spoiling this? Guys, with all due respect to your schedule, we have also a radio schedule. We're trying not to blow out the whole thing and cover 3 or 4 episodes a day. We do have to talk about it in terms of timeliness for our job. So we can't wait until you have your free weekend and then talk about it next week when the NFL season starts. So you got the warning. You kind of already know what happens. We're just going through the details. We're not spoiling the game for you.
Oh, we've left a... For those of you who are worried we're spoiling the whole thing, you're going to watch and you're going to see there's a ton in there that like we haven't talked about. We can't possibly go through everything happens.
We're pretty detailed.
We're pretty thorough. But you're going to find there's plenty in here that we don't have time to get to. So, yeah, but the first thing is, and we were talking about this yesterday. So some of you guys, and I'm going to use this periodic reminder. If you say in your text, if you go, oh, stop that, or oh, don't, or wait, or whatever, there are certain code words you can use sometimes that our text line will view it as though you're telling the system to stop sending messages.
Yeah.
So when you say stop, when you use that word in your text, just know you may get a message back that says, thank you, you will no longer receive messages. That is not you getting blocked by us. That is the automated system thinking you're wanting text to stop. So all you would do is just text back to it and just go, start. And if you say start, then you're able to receive texts again. So that's all there was to it.
That's a pretty annoying thing on our end.
It is. It's annoying. Technology's not perfect.
Can't use the word stop and then you have to text start. Just, we're letting you know you're not being shut down or blocked.
Yeah, this is why ultimately the clankers aren't going to replace us humans. You know, that's not going to happen. Yeah, so this covered mainly the 92 NFC Championship game. That was pretty much episode 3. The entire episode was just that game pretty much. And then episode 4... Did you feel at all like they fast-forwarded through the 93 season in episode 4? I feel like it was gone pretty... That they went through that pretty fast. Because they covered the Emmitt contract negotiation at the beginning and everything that went wrong. And then it was just like, oh, by the way, here we are at the Super Bowl.
Well, look. This is the delicate balance. You and KNC were complaining about, where was Steve Walt? You can't fit everything in. Otherwise, sure, you're going to have a 10-parter or 12-parter, and then people are going to complain and bitch that it's too long.
By the way, I noticed this yesterday. I found the original release because I was looking for something. The original release said it was a 10-part series, so they must have cut it down.
Yeah, I thought I had heard it was 10-part, but it begins with the missing piece, and I applied Jerry saying here to all the Cowboys' second-round picks. All right, Jerry said you can't play football with Sunday school teachers. And waiting for that is giving yourself a handicap that is not necessary. And flawed individuals are some of Jerry Jones' greatest role models. He would come on here and tell you how flawed he is himself and that he's a huge believer in rehab. And here you go, Charles Haley from San Francisco. But you can't play with Sunday school teachers. Waiting for that perfect person is giving yourself a handicap.
Yeah, and the thing I thought was, watching this back, I was like, thank God Choppy's not here this week. And I love Chop, but Chop would have been spending the whole time, because that entire thing, Romanowski, Charles Haley, they are all telling you, like, this game was going to be won psychologically, basically. Who got in whose head? Who made the other team feel it? Who really just broke your spirit? And of course, Chop would have gone, well, that's not even a thing.
You want to know who's going to win? Who's got the most first-round picks? There you go. Simple. There's all your psychology. Although I think he's easing up on the leadership stuff a little bit. But I could listen to Romanowski tell stories all day
Romo's
long.
Been great in this thing.
He's an amazing interview back when he did it all the time. But Romanowski was telling the story of Charles Haley supposedly walking in to the GM's room and peeing on his desk to get out of there. Are you kidding me? And Haley goes, he also apparently took a swing at George Seifert, who he said was a micromanager. And Haley said, there's Charles, there's Charlie, and there's Chuck. Those are my three personalities. And Chuck is the absolute a-hole. Even Michael Irvin goes, there's a lot of crazy people in this documentary, but Charles, he's a special kind of crazy. So even Michael putting Charles on that upper tier.
I loved watching this, though, and hearing Jimmy talk about they get to San Francisco, and obviously the field conditions were bad, and it was like different parts of the field were bad, and he's like, if it was this color, we knew it was bad footing. If it was over here, it was good footing. And so it talks about how Jimmy mentions, like, I walked the entire field.
Belichick.
Like, basically put his foot on every spot in the field and made notes of, all right, slick here, we got to call certain things here, Just the attention to detail was absolutely wild with that. And
but don't you think a lot of coaches do that? Mike McCarthy would go out there and walk the field.
Not that guy. He didn't do it.
Well, coaches go out and walk the fields, don't they?
Yeah, I guess I'm not used to it from the last 5 years.
I heard your first shot. I heard your first.
I know. I got to empty the clip. That's what it is. No, this is what stood out to me about this one, too, was you always hear this, like, we've seen these different points where the Cowboys are like, we knew we'd win the game. We were going to go after it. The 49ers all still talk like, we knew we were winning that game.
Yeah.
Like, and they almost talk about it like they didn't lose.
I know. There's a lot of people who do that in this. It made me... I screwed up the order of the game the Cowboys won and lost against San Fran because of the way Jerry Rice was talking. I was like, all right, this is the Michael Irvin Deion game. But no, the Cowboys actually win. Bill Cowher talks like that before the Super Bowl matchup. He's like, we're winning the game.
Yeah.
It's like, I know the Cowboys won that game.
Yeah, but then like, and it really feels like they believe it. Yeah. And I mean, the thing that really stood out to me in that episode was just the NFL misses that. They really do. Just that intensity of like having two teams like that who were that good, that talented, hated each other, saw each other so frequently. They despised each other. And that was something. Now, one of the things they didn't get into that I wish they did, one of my favorite notes about that game is Bill Walsh was famous for and George Seifert carried it over. And now the entire NFL does it. Scripting the first 15 plays on offense. It was one of the things that they did, whether it was because they wanted to find out tendencies, calm the players down, whatever else. But a lot of it was about tendencies and how to figure out the rhythm of the game.
West Coast.
Dave Wannstedt that game, and they don't mention it, but they'll mention it on the broadcast, the original broadcast if you watch it. Dave Wannstedt that game decided, well, I'm not going to give you any tendencies. I'm scripting our first 15 defensive plays. And nobody did that in the NFL. And he was just like, I'm not going to show you anything. So right after they said that on the broadcast of Wannstedt scripted the first 15 plays today not to give away any tendencies is when they hit that touchdown to Rice. That 70-yarder down the field that then it's called back because there's a holding penalty. And that just seemed to like give the Cowboys a moment of like, whew, okay, that was close. Dodged a bullet. Let's lock in now.
And San Francisco was talking about it made me kind of bitter towards today's Cowboys where I always get DeBartolo and Carmen Policy mixed up. But which one was it?
Carmen Policy was the one who was talking in this documentary.
Carmen Policy was like, in San Francisco, our currency was winning. Lombardi trophies were the net worth. And I was like, where people here say the Cowboys are a marketing firm that also play football.
And the thing that stood out, they kept flashing back in this episode to Jerry's time at Arkansas. And that winning the national title in 1964 and being a co-captain on that team, that is the driver for hit. Like he basically says, when we won that, I felt something that I knew I had to do it again. Like I have to attach myself to it. And you get
that may be the moment to blame for him still being GM.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what I took away from it.
That's his first hit of crack.
Yeah, it's like this is my drug and now I got it.
Yep.
And I need that's why he needs the credit too. He was a captain on that team. He can't just be viewed as he was around it. He's got to be part of it. And he needs to feel it. The thing I took away from it, and again, there are a lot of people who will still say, oh, all he cares about is the business end of it. When he talks about the business success, he gets the smile and he winks at the camera. And he almost like, you can see him getting a little S-eaten grin on his face whenever he talks about businesses. When he talks about football success, he starts crying. Like, it's two very different. One is just like, look at me. And the other is emotional and it pulls at him. And it's...
He's so romantic about it.
Yeah, that's the good word for it.
He can't divorce his football love and that feeling of being on that team.
Yeah, and I think that's... So they were trying to show it in the context of, as that was going on, like they're starting to do that jump back in time stuff you were talking about. They're jumping back in time, showing this in the middle of the 49ers game, and then they're fast-forwarding again of, all right, now here's Jerry on the sideline, and have that context of this is how he feels about this moment.
And he got a lot of this marketing and sizzle from his dad, who did it in the grocery store that Jerry talks on the radio station about nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Put this ladder up. Have this show. And he's like, what, to sell more bananas? That's what Jerry's saying to himself. And when he told his dad he bought the Cowboys, his dad was just like blown away by the attention. And he goes, Jerry, and this is where Jerry is going to his dad's gravesite. And he goes, you got to make it huge with sizzle. And a lot of that came from his pops in terms of glamorizing
it. Yeah, and he said his parents would.
It's an NFC Championship pep game rally. Imagine that today, how much you'd get destroyed.
Yeah.
But you had a pep game rally, and it wasn't just with backups and bums running out there. Emmitt Smith is running out there, and everyone's getting hype, and you know they're sitting there saying, when we win the championship.
Yeah, it had like a high school, it had an amateur feel to it. Like, and then that's how he was viewed at the time. But like Jerry, when he talks about his mom putting the bow tie in him in the store and just like, all right, now smile at all the ladies when they walk it. And like, you can see at a very young age, Jerry was like ingrained in his head, big, flashy. That's what you do. To the point that, and I don't know if I knew this, his master's thesis at Arkansas was like marketing and football and how to turn football into a brand. Like, he's thought about football differently for his entire life.
Yeah, I think he told that to Kansas.
So, this was, though, as you watch the game and it goes on, I loved the quote from Jimmy. When they go for it on fourth down, they're up 24-13, which is nuts to me that anybody thought he should have kicked a field goal even back then. Like, I mean, because it's, well, why?
You can't lose because there's no two-point conversions. They can score two touchdowns, and worst case, you're tied. That's why.
They need two scoring drives either way. This one, you're done. It's three scoring drives, they're done. And there's no way they're coming back. And Jimmy had the quote there that I loved. He said, I know you got analytics and you got percentages, but let's go out there and win this damn game. Like, that's the kind of thing that Jimmy, as much as he may have looked at this aspect or that aspect, he loved the two-point conversion chart. He just was like, there's some points where you say, I don't care, kill him. Take him out. And of course they didn't. And that's when San Francisco starts coming back. And we get the famous story about the Alvin Harper slant, which I think everybody's heard that story before. Irvin was pissed that the ball had not been thrown to the slant the entire game.
Every ball had gone to Alvin.
And so he was like, I'm going to the other side. And he's like, you go over there. And Jimmy's on the sideline going, damn it, Michael lined up in the wrong spot. We were trying to go to Michael here. And it gives you a perspective of how...
On the wet part of the field.
Yes, it's on the wet part of the field. And Aikman says he gets down underneath and he sees the coverage and he knows, okay, I got to go to Harper on this. Because it's a coverage we haven't seen all game. And he's thinking to himself, can I trust him? And blah. And when you think about all that's going through his head and you watch the playback and he's just doing the cadence, it's like, it's wild how fast quarterbacks have to process and what they have to go through and consider when they're up there at the line of scrimmage and why that mental aspect is so important, you know, with what we're talking about with Joe Milton and how fast the game happens for him. Or what's been said about Arch Manning, which we may get into a little bit later, about how fast the game is happening around him. That's why you have to be that quick mental processor.
Episode 4, it's 720 in the commercial-free expressway. This is The Gambler here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan with Sean Sharif and Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden on the back and you on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. This is going to be scary. I'm trusting Peyton because it's his Thursday segment.
Yes.
Audio of John Rocker helping Pepe get ready for his fantasy football draft. Next on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Minsti Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minsti Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINSTI today or visit MinstiClinic.com. That's MinstiClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right. It is Thursday, 6:40. It is time for the payload. Every Thursday at this time. And look, it's fantasy football season for a lot of people as drafts are taking place as we inch closer to the regular season. And I want the toes to text in 877-881-1053. How many leagues are you in? And what's the buy-in amount? I want to do a little study on that real quick. But Sean, we got the text yesterday. We finally got it. Carter, listen to the segment. Listen to us talk about him. Probably got a lot of other outside text messages as well.
Was that the reason why? Did he say he heard it?
No, I don't know, but okay. We've talked about it a while. I know, you know, Larry texted you, Jared's texted him, everyone. I've talked to him, I think, the last 3 days, you know, asking, where's the text? Reetma's bothering him, but we finally got the text from our commissioner here at 105.3 The Fan, and we will be having the draft next Sunday night as of now. But the league is just about finalized, I believe.
And now I'm worried about the individuals who are left out.
Yeah, we didn't really do a voting on that. I think we should have, but... We left Bobby out. Bobby's not in it.
Well, he can't participate anyway.
Yep.
But I think Corey is every other year. So I think Corey said, I will bow out.
Yeah, Corey was one of those. He was, you know, he's in it for about 5 or 6 weeks, and then he's the free win, you know, after that from there on. Sometimes you want that guy maybe in your league. It's free win.
It's sounding like a Sunday 8 p.m. draft. That's the other thing. What's the best day/night? That people prefer.
Well, you gotta account for Jared, I think, with the Rangers. So, you know, you can't have the afternoon or, you know, early evening. So I think last year it was night because it was after your swim party. Last year it was on a Sunday because a lot of us have Labor Day off. So that factors into it well. 8 o'clock though, they better be 30-second draft picks though. You know, I don't need this 90-second someone taking, you know, the whole time to draft. But yeah, so it'll be next Sunday, I believe.
I need Peyton to have like the last pick in the first round, and then I'm going around to every single person and I'm offering them cash to pick a quarterback in front of him.
So we all have like four quarterbacks on our roster.
So each person gets their one quarterback, and then it starts the run on quarterbacks and Peyton gets pissed.
Didn't you pay for Eric's
buy-in? I paid Eric last year to start the quarterback run, and Peyton did get mad.
You did?
Yeah, I paid his posting fee.
And I think Eric he made the playoffs too with all that. It's kind of incredible.
he started the quarterback. I was like, just pick a quarterback with your first pick. I'll pay your posting
Bobby
fee.
Bobby Donaghy.
Man, before we get to this John Rocker audio, we're getting a bunch of texts from the Tolos. 214 says, I'm in 5 leagues, $25 to $150 buy-in. Wow. 6 leagues from the 903.
That gives me anxiety.
All these are 3-digit buy-ins. 400, 100, 100 is their buy-in for 4 leagues. I mean, man, my max is 50. I go up to 50, and then it's like, all right, I don't need this to be, you know,
part of
my.
But how many are you in?
I'm in 3.
Okay.
I turned down one league because that would have been a 4th, and it's a dynasty league. I don't know if you've done those before, but it's like you
never draft. Done a keeper, never done a dynasty.
So a dynasty is you.
I just end the dynasty.
You draft a team, and that's your team for the future. You keep the same team. Now, you have like a draft where like you draft some free agents, I guess, but that is your team. So you're drafting this year, but also the future. So your strategy changes a little bit, I guess.
You know, my conundrum with having too many teams, tell me whether you're a person, you like having 4 teams so that someone scoring always is going to help you in some way. I need less guys to root for versus losing track of who's on my team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I need like, I need an enemy. I need to root against that person on the field while watching the games. And I have my own select few. And when I go into 3 or more, I lose track of who's actually on my team.
So my thing, and I think a lot of Tolos will agree with me on this one. It's just because you're playing for money here. So it's like, you're thinking, okay, one of these teams will hit. If you do 4 teams, yes, it's one of those where it turns into a full-time job because you're keeping up with so many players and free agency, the waiver wire, all that. But you're hoping one of these teams hit, because if you win one league, like I got second in last year league, and I got paid $200. And so it paid for, you know, that league and some other leagues as well. So you get first or second in a couple leagues and it pays for it and then some. So, but yes, so I had my fantasy football draft in one of my leagues last night. And so the commissioner of the league, Aaron, he was usually he goes on Instagram Live to reveal the draft order. He picks ping pong balls randomly. He does it like the NBA draft lottery style. And so we're all watching it on Instagram Live, and that's how we know a draft pick. He wasn't able to do it this year, so everyone's asking him, as you know, the draft was last night, and it's Monday, Tuesday. We still haven't gotten anything. Everyone's like, where's the draft order? And he's waiting for John Rocker. Who, if you don't know who John Rocker is, you can do some research on him. I won't go too in-depth with him, but he's a former Major League Baseball player, and he's very conservative, to say the least. A lot of his takes are much of RJ Choppy's. He makes RJ look like he swings from the left side.
I think John, just saying John Rocker's conservative is a little bit of a
misleading.
That's a poor generalization of what John Rocker has said in his life.
If you have a Twitter or, you know, X, go on there, look at his tweets, Google his name. You'll find a bunch of controversial things as well. But so the commissioner of my league decided to pay for a cameo, which is a video of, you know, celebrities, for John Rocker to reveal the draft order. And here's about 90 seconds of it here. And Aiden has the video up on the Fan Cam Twitch and YouTube as well.
What's up, kids? John Rocker here, coming to you from Cameo at the request of your commish to select your upcoming fantasy football draft order.
All right.
So let's get the choosing this shit. The Redskins going first because you hit a stupid ass Garner up.
Where did you play that? Because then it goes. He goes on the rant here.
I'm just.
I need to hear what the rant is.
I know, but like we're immediately going to like Redskins, John Rocker, conservative now, politics, the beliefs.
Now, did somebody name themselves that, or is Rocker naming them that?
No, that's the team name.
That's the By team the way, name. Before we play all this, did you check that all the team names could be read on air?
So I didn't leave because he just starts name it a bunch of them. I didn't leave the whole thing because the whole video is like 3 minutes long and he goes off.
Because a lot of us, you know, there's going to be offensive names in our leagues trying to be funny that we don't want to read.
I put a couple in there after the Redskins.
All right.
And so like it should be fine there.
The Redskins going first because you hate that stupid ass Garner call now. I was watching the game last night too. Anyway, the Commanders. Stupid ass name. Sit back the Redskins. And hopefully Trump does that deal with him to get him over to the stadium in return for returning the name to the Redskins.
Hulk Hogan.
As a quick aside here, I was playing Pinehurst like 4 or 5 years ago with the chief of the Cherokee Nation. One of my buddies is on the tribal council up there.
He loved it.
About a dozen members of the tribal council, including the chief and the vice chief. Well, to a man, every one of them was like, "We don't give a about the Redskins, the Indians, we could give a f less than that." All of the chief of the Cherokee Nation. Give a f about that. Exact words. God, liberals. Anyway, my rant's over.
Stop. How did you not initially include this? Yesterday I had to text the group and be like, by the way, Pepe, you have a John Rocker cameo that's specified for you. Don't we have to get this on the air? Reema's dying in the back there. I think this has to be sent over for G-Bag of the Day nominee.
I know. I didn't know.
Choppy is rolling in his grave that he's missing this right now.
We got to play it for RJ. And I sent it, and like I think a whole hour, 2 hours went by, and no one said anything. So I was like, well, maybe it's just not funny. Maybe no one liked it. Or maybe my video didn't send through. I don't know if we had text message problems then. But I was like, I don't know if it was too much here. But
Bobby's
Sean
dying.
Asked for it. So you know what? If Sean asked for it, we'll play it. So here's the ending here.
God, liberals. Anyway, liberals. My rant's over. Ditka's stash. Going two. Big Ditka fan here. In Jigba in Paris. You wouldn't care what's saying that name of a certain company.
Gosh, so you named a team that. You named a team that.
I didn't name it. It's not my name. It's someone else's. But
I didn't even get the full name. I didn't get it. I don't know if you should repeat it based upon your reaction. Reema's dying back there. I was just listening.
Who said that? A rock wall.
Who's the name of your friend who named their team that?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
You know, and you're not saying.
In Jigba in Paris. You wouldn't care what's saying that name of a certain company.
I thought he was just disgusted saying a foreign name in Jigba. So.
Yeah, well,
is that the end of it?
That's it. That's all I got. The
that's all you should play.
Names, you know, it goes on another minute, but yeah.
Do you have the most offensive name of the group, Peyton?
I mean, we're not going to read it.
No, but you probably do, don't you?
You mean Peyton's team?
Yeah, I bet Peyton's team is the name of the most offensive.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to play
his. The team, but I wasn't gonna say it. But I think it is. But so yeah, that's how you do the draft draw. Which this is an all time. You have to do this from now on.
$50 for the cameo. So is the commish just going out of pocket for that? Or are you guys getting charged? You know,
I have not yet been charged the Venmo. But yeah, I think it's $50 for this.
Rocker's got 88 reviews and all 5.0. So he's got a perfect. He's got a perfect review so far.
And I don't know if this is like, I think maybe the commissioner or whoever sends in like a script for him to read, but then some of this is just, it's just improv after that.
Ad-lib.
He just goes straight off of whatever he wants to. And obviously the rant was not scripted in there as well.
Sounds about white. Yes. It's the payload right here. 105.3 The Fan. You got another quick one or you want to save something for later?
Let's do a quick one right here. We got the most powerful male names out here. And it's because I got to get to this because... Unfortunately, someone in this very building has, in the studio right now, has the number one name. We have a new study on the most powerful male names in the United States. And I bring you this story, obviously, because at number one, with a whopping 21 of the Fortune 500 companies, the CEOs with this first name is Robert.
Hell yes.
Now, I know his name is Bobby, but obviously on the birth certificate, it is Robert. The CEO of Boeing is a Robert, which fits you perfectly, Bobby.
I don't think Bobby gets credit for this. Like, you have to go by Robert. How many people who are named Robert keep it at Robert instead of going to Bobby?
I feel like a lot of people who are named Robert are called Bobby in childhood, and then they transition to Robert as they get older. I just never did. So, because my dad went by Bob, and I was like, well, I'm not going to go by Bob. That's already that. Kristen tried to get me to change my name to Robert when we started dating. She's like, Bobby just sounds like a kid's name.
Yeah. Doesn't Choppy have a rule? If your last name ends in Y, you're just a kid forever. And that's why he always comes in here and goes, Robert.
You know what?
Robert.
I was down there. I was down there on the sideline before the game on Saturday. I met another Bobby, a very successful Bobby, a plastic surgeon Bobby who listens to the show. There were a lot of Bobbies successful standing there on the field that day. I didn't run into many Peytons. I didn't run into many Ralphs or Shans. It was just Bobbies down there.
So the other first names in order real quick after Robert in the top five are James, John, Christopher, and William. So if you want your son to be a CEO, you can name them after one of these five names.
No Rowdies. Interesting.
No Rowdies.
It's the payload here on DFW Sports Station every Thursday at this time. We are your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Rangers get a late inning win, and the person who broke the Micah story is giving us an update, and Brian Schottenheimer on whether he expects Micah on or off the field for Filthy. That's next here on Sean and Bobby, 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.